McLean. That's Remain is the name of the song. Good morning, Risenstein. This will be our last to do here this morning here on the Bonanza. But Keith Davis will be coming in, and Ray's going to stick around with him to talk more about Rosh Hashanah 2017, the year 5778.
Now, you can always go to the Victory Facebook page or the Risenstein Facebook page, and these audio clips will be posted of Ray's teaching.
Yes.
So we got to post these today. They're not posted already, right?
They're not posted yet. Okay. Would you like me to post them now?
If you want to, if you're going to put them on the Facebook.
I can do that.
We're having a hard time getting on the blog, so we're waiting for that.
I will post them after you're done speaking in this particular moment.
Okay.
I will post them on the Risenstein and Victory Facebook pages.
Okay. Go ahead, Leanna. Or that was it?
Oh, that was it. That was my big announcement.
It doesn't
Take the rest of the day off.
Enough of this sweating. Enough of this. All right. So what is our job? There is words in Genesis that are hugely significant, and they are be fruitful and multiply. Now, I want you to listen to what God says about these feasts in Deuteronomy 16. Three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord, your God, at the place he will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles, which is coming up. Mm-hmm. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Underline that in your head. Mm-hmm. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. And that, again, very, very huge. So notice it's not bringing a certain percentage like a tithe, but it's giving based on the way that he has blessed you. Mm-hmm. All right? This is a huge principle. When you celebrate God, you never come before him empty-handed. Now, I always tell the story about one of these festivals. I guess it was Tabernacles, the first time we celebrated that. And Corey was very young. She had saved up some money. And I said, well, the feast is here. You need to decide and give God some of that. And she asked how much. I said, well, we had taught her tithing, so we could do 10. And she came back a little later, and she gave me half. And I said, that's like half. That's half of your money, right? And she said, yes. And I said, so why did you decide that? And she said, well, if you're sharing, that's how you share. Mm. Mm. And it just was like, a little girl.
Wow.
But I've watched that in her life since. So the law of giving a percentage to God must be taught. You have to teach a kid that. But the understanding of what is right, which is love and friendship, that sharing actually comes natural. Mm-hmm. All of us are greedy, but we understand that concept almost immediately. I've been with homeless folks on the street with nothing. They get something, they'll share it. It's amazing to watch. That's sharing right. should be even. It's just the way it works. So notice that verse, it mentions the three major feasts, but it's really the same concept for all seven feasts, including Rosh Hashanah. Where did the concept come from? Well, it comes from creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The land produced vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it. He created sea creatures, birds, and said, be fruitful and increase. That was today in history, 5,778 years ago. When God makes man in his image, it was so that they may rule. That's the quote, over every creature. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. That was his command. So here's the specifics. Listen, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So is there anything missing? They didn't rule over each other. And that's a big one. Mm. The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. The serpent comes in and says to the woman, did God really say he must not eat? And, of course, they ate. And the eyes of both of them were open. They realized they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together, made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. They hid from the Lord God among the trees. But the Lord called to the man, where are you? Mm. So the woman, as he began to bring judgment here, the woman, he says, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. Mm-hmm. With painful labor, will give you birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. So notice a massive shift in that one area when sin enters in, right? To Adam, also watch this one close, because earlier everything was blessed. Everything he did was blessed. Seed-bearing plants everywhere. So he says, cursed is the ground because of you. It'll produce thorns and thistles for you, and you'll eat the plants of the field. So, in other words, your giving will not be fruitful. Your returns will not be fruitful. God is removed as the one introducing life here. Adam then names his wife Eve because she's going to be the mother of all the living. Everything shifts. I'm going to leave you hanging there because we're going to step into what it means to be fruitful and multiply in the next break.
Coming up on Victory 91.5 with Ray Haynes. Those clips from this morning's program, All of Ray's teaching, posted up at the Reisenstein and Victory Facebook pages as we speak.
For more than 50 years,